The Mishnah in Tainus and Dafi Tesa Madal brings down the famous story of Chania Magel. He davened for rain and it started raining. And then the Mishnah says a line that it started raining so much. Yardi kesiknan anshi yatsu Yisrael Yerushalayim laharbayis mipnei hagshamim. There's so much rain, the Klai Yisrael left Yerushalayim and they went to Harbayis to protect themselves from the rain. And the question is, what is the mile of going to Harbayis? Why are they more protected from the rain in Harbayis than in Yerushalayim? What do they gain by going to Harbayis? And if you take a look at the Piskei Taisus over here, and then in the Masechta, he seems to be bavarning this kasha. The Piskei Taisus has just one line, it's Eis Nun. He doesn't say why he's saying this, but it's pretty clear that he's coming to answer this kasha. The Lashon of the Piskei Taisus is the following. He says, on this daf, he says, Harabais haya mekura v'lo hayu hagashami mechayim likanis. Zak the Piskei Taisus, Paldik Echidish, Harabais had a roof, and the rain was not able to get in. So where does he get this from? He doesn't say, but he's obviously coming to answer this kasha. What's the mile of going to Harabais? So he says the mile is Harabais had a roof, because they had a roof that protected them from the rain, and that's why they left Yerushalayim and went to Harabais. Now this is a Paldik Echidosh to say that Harabais had a roof, and one har on this is from the Mishnah Abbas. The Mishnah Abbas talks about the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash, Parakei, Mishnah Hey, and one of the nisim were that the Geshamim were not Mechaba, the Esh of the Maracha, the rain did not extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. Now, if there was a roof over Har Abayis, then that's not an ace at all. The rain didn't get in. So it's pretty clear from the Hamishah that there was no roof over Har Abayis and the rain was able to get in. And so that's a har on this Piskei Taisus. You have to say, which the Taisus Yantav and Midas, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, is Mashma as well, that Mekaimus Yesh. There were places in Har Abayis that were Makur, that had a roof. There were places that did not have a roof. So the places that had a roof, that's where the Yidden went into to protect themselves from the rain. But the place on top of the Mizbeach happened to be open and did not have a roof, and therefore they needed this nace that the Geshamim didn't put out the Esh of the Maracha. It is a little bit mashma like that from the Rambam, the Parashat Mishnah, and Abbas over there, the Rambam says that the Mizbeach was Bemtza HaZara, and it was opened up L'Shamayim. The Rambam is mashma a little bit that because it was in the Emsa of the Azara, it was in a place where it was open, but the rest of the Azara might have had a roof, but at least that Makam, the Makam Mizbeach, was Taka open. So it sounds like even Lefi, the Piskei Taisus, you have to say that some parts had a roof, some parts did not have a roof. And Lefi this, I think you can answer Gevaldik Akasha, that I saw from Shmuel Shulman Zatzal. Shmuel Shulman Zatzal was a big guy, and he was nifta this past week. It's still Teich Shiva, and I want to say over Akasha from him, it should be an Eli for his neshama. He has a sefer called Be'er Sarim. The sefer Be'er Sarim was printed in 1951, and it has a very, very glowing haskama from his reshiva, Rudiman Zatzal. And in this haskama, Rudiman says, Apel de Kazakh, he says that Reb Shmerel was the first Mi'elidei America, the first person who was born in America was able to write a sefer, such a chashuv sefer, Ba'emek Ha'ayin. It was mamish the first sefer, such sefer written by someone who was a Yelid America, who was actually born and raised in America. So in his sefer, Be'er Sarim, that came out in 1951, he has some ha'aris on Maseches Tainus, and one of his ha'aris are on is mamish on this Piskei Taisus. So he brings down the Piskei Taisus that Harabayis Haya Makura, and he asks from Rashi in Zvachim and Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Samach Gimel says that talks about it says Minayin Shemikifu Avdei Gachavim is Kol Azar. Let's say the Beis Hamikdash is surrounded by Gayim. So how do you know that the Kohanim are allowed to go into the Heichal and eat the Kachikachim over there to protect themselves from the Gayim? So the Gemara brings down a pasuk. So what do they need to protect themselves from? So Rashi says over there, Yikifu Avdei Gachavim LaMulchama, the Gayim are surrounding the Mikdash LaMulchama, V'yarim Chitzim V'avni Blistrois L'Seicha Azar, and they're shooting arrows and stones into the Azar, and therefore they have to run into the Heichal. So, Fractum Shmuel, he says, if you need to run from the Azar into the Heichal because of the stones in there, is obviously the Azar did not have a roof. If the Azar had the roof, the stones aren't going to get in. So that is Luchari Raya, not like this Piskei Taisus, that the Azara did not have a roof. And again, the way we're learning, which is pretty much Mavor from the Mishnah Novus, and that Taisus Yantav, you could say that certain places had a roof, certain places did not have a roof, and therefore there was still a Sakana in the Azar, even though they could have gone to the places which did have a roof in the Azar, but I guess it wasn't as protected as the Heichal, and therefore they had to go into the Heichal. And the Emes is that Reb Shmuel over there is mitzayin to look in the Avodas Levi from Reb Rudiman Simon Beis, Leni and Azari have a Makura or not, and I looked up over there in Avodas Levi, and he mamash speaks this all out. He asks the Kasha from the Mishnah Avos, and then he says that you have to say that there was certain places that were Makura, certain places were not Makura. He brings from the Beis Yitzchak, who says this as well. So, the same Vart, that there were Makamis that had a roof, and certain Makamis did not have a roof. And For this, maybe it can be miyashiv a taisis in Yavamis and Daf Zayin. The Gemara then Yavamis and Daf Zayin is talking about the din that a mitzayra used to go into the Beis Hamikdash. He was machnes yadav lebahinus. If we go to Shaar Nikanor to stick in his hands for the process of the mitzayra. So taisis over there says that Shaar Nikanor was not niskadish b'kedushas hazara. Did not get the kedushas of the hazara in order that the mitzayra should be able to put his hands in, even though he was tummy. So, Fek Taisus Akasha, and Dibamaskal Zanichnas, he says, why is that a reason not to be Makadish Shaar Nikanor? You can be Makadish Shaar Nikanor, let the Mitzairah stand outside the Shaar, and he won't actually go in there. He'll just be Machnas Yad of the Bahinus, and that'll be a B'mikzas, and there's no reason not to be Makadish the Shaar. Why does he have to actually stand in the Shaar, under the Shaar? So, Taisus brings him the Rivan that you can't say that. The Rivan says, because that's not Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means he has to actually be in the Shaar right in front of the Avira Azar. That's the Rivan's terrace. But then Taisus brings some Rabbeinu Tam. He says a different shot. He says, no, really, he could stand outside. But the reason why they had to be Mekadosh the Shaar is because what happens if it's going to be raining? We don't want the Mitzrayah to be stuck out in the rain. So the Mekadosh the Shaar, so he should be able to go into the Shaar and he should be protected from the rain by being under the Shaar. Now, if you hold that that there was a roof on top of the Azara, then Lechor wasn't necessary to be Mekadosh the Shaar to protect himself from the rain. He had that roof. He's under the roof. And what should be the problem? So perhaps there's a raya from here. There had been a time held that there was not a roof on top of the Azara. So that would maybe the Shiloh would be telling this machlekes there had been a time in the Rivan. But Lemaisa, the way we're saying, not every place had a roof. It's possible that Malkin did not have a roof, and therefore they had to be Mekadosh Shaar. So you should be able to have a place that was protected from the rain. Now, the Etzem Zach, if you hold that Har Bayis did not have a roof, then what's the pshat in the Mishnah? What's the ma'ale of going to Yerushalayim Har Bayis? So the Miri says a different pshat over here. The Miri says that Har Bayis was taller, was higher up than Yerushalayim, and therefore there was the Geshamim did not flood that area as much as it did the rest of Yerushalayim, and that's the pshat why they went Yerushalayim Har Bayis, because of its height, not because it had a roof. And Lefihim, there's no Raya Bechlal whatsoever over here that has a roof. But Lefi the Piskei Taisus, the way the Piskei Taisus learned the Mishnah, which is really the Yerushalmi speaks it out over here, is Mavur that the Har Bayis did have a roof, Zara had a roof, but the way we're showing from these different Mekaymas, the Pasha says it only had in certain places, not every single Chelik of Har Bayis had a roof.